الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين تولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم ما هم منكم ولا منهم ويحلفون على الكذب وهم يعلمون وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين يحادون الله ورسوله أولئك في الأذلين كتب الله لأغلبن أنا ورسلي إن الله قوي عزيز. All of my kiram was respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over receivers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Mujadila has mentioned two groups of people, two parties of people. One is the Hizbullah and one is the Hizbush Shaitan. I discussed this some Fridays ago at one of the masjids, that we have different parties whenever there is an election in our country or any other country. Numerous parties stand for election. Sometimes there are so many parties that you can't even keep count. Then again we have our tea parties, our engagement parties, our wedding parties, and I don't know how many other parties we have. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also talks of two parties. One is the party of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the other is the party of Shaitan. Now in the limited time there is no possibility of doing a complete tafsir of this ayat. But this morning whilst reading the Quran Sharif, I once again came across these ayat. So I decided to bring it to your attention. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Have you not seen the people who befriend those who are the enemies of Allah Ta'ala? Befriend a nation, befriend a people who are the enemies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, on whom Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and anger is. And then Allah Ta'ala says, they are neither from amongst you nor from amongst them. And then they take qasam, they take an oath on their lies, and yet they know very well that they are lying. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prepared for them a very, very severe azab, and evil is that which they do. Innahum sa'a ma kanu ya'malun. So the first thing that Allah ta'ala says, have you seen a people who are befriending those nations, those people, those communities who are the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is referring to the munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they befriended the Jews on the one hand, and on the other hand they were pretending that they are also part of the Muslim Ummah. If there were any benefits that were coming to the Muslim Ummah, then they were ready to grab and ready to enjoy those benefits, and on the other hand they were also party with the Jews. But Allah Ta'ala says, they are neither with you nor with them. Now this ayat straight away, and immediate the ayat that comes follows that, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله فلهم عذاب مهين. That they make their qasams, their oaths, a shield, and they stop and prevent from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for them is a very, very severe, very humiliating, very disgraceful punishment. So straight away two qualities. There are many qualities that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned of the munafiqeen in other ayat. But these two were glaring in the life of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. These two signs were very glaring. That they speak a lot of lies and then they take false oaths and qasams. First they speak lies. And then to justify those lies, they even take qasam on it. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, He is well aware of what these people are doing. They cannot deceive Allah Ta'ala. So what is the purpose of Allah Ta'ala relating this to us? That we should not have these type of qualities and attributes in us. These type of characteristics should not be present in a mu'min's life. That he is neither here nor there. Or he is two-faced. Where on the one hand he is pretending to be with us and on the other hand with someone else, with the enemies. And we know that this is the situation. If you have to look at the Middle East, you have to look at the condition of the Ummah around the globe, that this is where they have been misled, where people have pretended to be their side or pretended to be their friends. And the Muslim, in his simple understanding, he truly believed that they were friends. So you give them all the secrets, how much of ammunition you have, what kind of helicopters you have, what kind of missiles you have, what is the number of people in your army, all the military secrets, everything is given to whom? To the one who is an enemy, whom the person has befriended, the nation has befriended. It happened in the case of the war with Egypt, it happened in Iraq, it happened in Iran, it happened in Afghanistan, Pakistan and other countries. What did they do? Give all the information. And even on the other side, Jordan, Qatar, Bahrain, if you are going to have those as your enemy headquarters, or the enemies make those their headquarters to operate from there, then can they be your friends? Or can they come to your assistance? Or then can you save yourself from their harm and mischief? Because they know everything. Allah Ta'ala gave us more than 1400 years ago guidelines. But we have not taken heed of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. We have kept the Quran Sharif for our shelves. And I'm talking about the ummah at large now. I'm not talking about some exceptions to the rule. The ummah at large, those who were in government, they were supposed to be reading the Quran Sharif and then implementing. They were supposed to read the Quran Sharif and see the treachery and the lies and the hypocrisy that existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst the Jews and the munafiqi. So they were supposed to take lessons from there, that what kind of treachery they engaged in. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that they take qasam upon their lies, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that wahum ya'lamu, they too know that they are lying. They are taking this qasam and oath on their lies just to prevent people from coming into the fold of Islam or to cause harm and mischief. So they think that by taking these qasams and oaths they will get away. They make these qasams a shield. Allah Ta'ala says they make it a shield. They make it a shield. That means they think that these qasams and oaths will shield them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not catch up. So Allah Ta'ala is not going to inform him that what these people are saying is nothing but lies. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then says, لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Their wealth and their children, or their children and their riches, will not help them in any way by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They're not going to come to their assistance and help. They are the people of the fire in which they will remain forever. And then on the day of Qiyamah, when they will rise, then again they will take the same kind of oaths and qasams and lies. They will try and speak, but it is not going to help them in any way. They will think they are in good stead, but Allah Ta'ala says that they are liars. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will then seal their lips And then their hands will give testimony, as you read in Surah Yasin, and many times you have heard, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah Ta'ala will put a seal on their lips. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their hands will then speak to us. Their feet will give evidence. Whatever they did, Allah Ta'ala will make the parts of the body now give evidence. I have explained this many a times, that those who have doubt in this, they must understand that what is the tongue? The tongue is just a piece of flesh. And if you have to cut that piece of flesh out from the mouth and put it on the ground and say, now speak, can it speak? So Allah Ta'ala, who has given the tongue the power of speech, if He transfers that power to any other part of the body, what is it difficult to understand? But then Allah Ta'ala says, إِسْتَحْوَزَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Shaitan has overpowered them, possessed them, so made them forget the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was supposed to be in every aspect of our life. But Shaitan, when he overpowers, then he makes the person forget the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And this is very important, especially when we come out of Ramadan. As I mentioned last night also in the majlis, that people are asking, what do we do now, what do we do now? So we say, what else must we do now? We must do exactly the same thing that we were doing in the month of Ramadan. I explained in detail last night that what else must we do? We must do exactly that which we did in Ramadan. Because the month of Ramadan, we all know that we restrained ourselves from food, from drink, and from carnal passions with one's wife, because it was the order of Allah Ta'ala. That's all. And it's not that temptations did not come. The person could have been very hungry, he could have been very thirsty, or he could have been a person who just got recently married, or is a young person, and in the privacy of his home, there's nobody else that is watching. So what is it that Allah made him restrain? What is it that made him restrain? Nothing else except that Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala is aware of what I am doing, Allah Ta'ala is hearing whatever I am speaking. And if I have to eat and drink, then I can bluff the people that I am fasting, and I can be first on the dastarkhan for iftar. But it's not necessary that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has been deceived. So what were we doing? When there were temptations, what were we doing? We are restraining ourselves, irrespective of how strong the temptation to eat and drink, but we are restraining ourselves. And there was no military force there, or no police force, or no cameras, nothing. The only thing that Allah Ta'ala is watching. So after Ramadan, what? The same thing. There will be temptation. The person will be tempted to commit adultery, fornication, especially those who came out of it in the month of Ramadan. The person will be tempted to go back to those filthy movies and videos. The person will be tempted once again to oversleep, not to get up for Fajr Salat, not to go for Salat at other times. There will be so many different kinds of temptations that will come. But the person realizes that in the month of Ramadan, if I restrain myself because my Allah is watching, so is that Allah now gone to sleep, na'uzubillah, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala got tired, that in the month of Ramadan there were too many people to watch what they are doing in their homes. So Allah Ta'ala, na'uzubillah, now got tired. So he went to sleep now, next he'll get up next Ramadan. Na'uzubillah, does it mean that? It is that same Allah Ta'ala who we were obeying in the month of Ramadan. Now outside Ramadan must obey that same Allah Ta'ala. And still believe that He is watching. And all power lies with Him. He can take away our life, He can take away, snatch away our sight, He can take away our hearing and speech. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can pull the carpet from beneath our feet. Those ni'mats of His which we are using in His disobedience, He can take it away. So it is the same thing that we have to do. So He says, this shaitan made them forget the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. The remembrance in the business, the remembrance in the home, the remembrance in the marketplace, in the schools, in the college, in the university. The remembrance that Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala is listening, He is well aware of whatever we are doing. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. So the person must be conscious of that even after Ramadan. We don't say no temptations will come. In fact, shaitan has been released. Or the mischievous shayateen which were chained in Ramadan, they have been released. So there will be more temptation. In the month of Ramadan, it was only the nafs, the ego and of the person. So the temptations will be there, but 30 days Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us of disciplining and training ourselves. So to say that now we cannot restrain ourselves, what must I do? It shows the person did not spend his Ramadan correctly. Thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that Allah, Inna Hizba Shaitani Humul Khasirun. Allah Ta'ala says, Ulaika Hizbu Shaitan. Now these are the people who are the party of Shaitan. I mentioned earlier that these are the two parties that Allah Ta'ala talks about. In our elections we have a lot of parties. Allah Ta'ala says there are also two parties. One is the party of Shaitan and the other is the party of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is the party of Shaitan, which speaks a lot of lies, which takes a lot of false oaths and qasams. And then on the lies again they take qasam. So that is the party of Shaitan. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also meant ayatul munafiqi thalas, iza haddasa kazaba, wa iza wa'ada akhlafa, wa iza utumina khana. That when the person speaks, he speaks lies. When he makes promises, he breaks those promises. And when he is entrusted, he betrays the trust. Those are the three signs of a hypocrite. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that is the party of Shaitan. And they are the real losers in this world and in the Akhirat. They are the real losers. No matter what they have in this world, but the person who has these characteristics, that he is lying, he is breaking his promises, and the person is then even taking false oaths and qasams on his lies, or he has forgotten Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his daily life, he has forgotten Zikrullah, then that is the party of Shaitan. You must think that this person has been possessed. How we say he has been possessed, everybody is saying that everybody is possessed now. Every person, the Amil says you are possessed. If he has a tumor in his brain which requires an operation, then he will say you are possessed. And he'll make him wait until the person finally becomes a candidate for the Brook Street Cemetery. But he won't allow the person to go for an operation. Yet the person may have been suffering from some physical illness and ailment for which he should have seen some good reputable doctor. We don't deny that there are people who have been possessed also. But not that just anybody and everybody, every mild headache, the person is possessed. This is the person who is really possessed, the person who is speaking a lot of lies, the person who is taking false oaths and qasams, the person is breaking his promises, the person is betraying the trust, the person has forgotten the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his business transactions, he has forgotten Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his marriage and in his walimas, he has forgotten Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his fulfillment of the rights of the wife, of the children, of the wives, of the husbands, the parents, the neighbors, the way the person has forgotten Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He believes that I'm independent, I'm azad. So that is the party of Shaitan. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks of the party of Allah Ta'ala. That which is the party of Allah. But before that again, there are many things Allah Ta'ala discusses. There's no time for that. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. That you will never find a people who believe in Allah and the last day. يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. That they are befriending a people who are opposing Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means anybody who believes in Allah and the last day, you will not find him befriending, making intimate pal, as they say, bosom friend, those who oppose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though those who are opposing, وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ أَشِيرَتَهُمْ. Even though they are their fathers, their sons, their brothers, or their families. That means those who are opposing Allah Ta'ala, even if they are their brothers, fathers, sons, family, but you will not find a person who believes in Allah Ta'ala in the last day making those enemies of Islam bosom friends and intimate friends and giving them all the secrets of the Muslim Ummah. And if you expand and extend the meaning, then we take lessons from there that even the Muslims, that if they have parents or father, if they have parents or sons or their children, their family members, whosoever, but if they are opposing Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they will not be making them their intimate friends. They will not become true friends of those people. They will deal with them. The non-Muslim also, you can deal with them. You can trade with them. There's nothing wrong with that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, they traded with the Jews and others. You can enter into peace treaty with them. There are many other things that you can engage in with them. And if they are also sick and ailing, or they are suffering some kind of difficulty or hardship or problem, then there is nothing wrong. In fact, you should go out of your way to assist and help, even though that person is a non-Muslim. But if it's your neighbor or somebody that can be helped and assisted, then it is the duty of a Muslim to go and help and assist. But where the person makes the person his intimate friend, that his travel is with him, he's going to the football and cricket grounds is with him, the person is discussing nothing but all the secrets of the Ummah with him, and the person is beginning to like and is being attracted by the religion and the faith of the friend, he is also taking influence by the cultural lifestyle of that friend. That friend is going to the disco, cinema, theater, rave clubs. So this Muslim is also influenced with his lifestyle. So he says, you won't find this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that if the person believes in Allah in the last day, then you will not find this happening. You will not find them befriending, even though those people are the fathers. And if you look at the history of Islam, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his mother said that I'm going to starve to death, go on a hunger strike if you don't give up your Islam. One day she didn't eat and drink. They were trying to force some food down her. Second day she did the same thing. Then Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that even if you had 100 lives and you have to give it up, then too, I'm not going to give up my Islam and Iman. Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that you must be extremely good and extremely kind to your parents, even though they may be disbelievers. But when it comes to disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, then you don't accept. La ta'ata lil makhluq fi ma'siyatil khaliq. Hukam of Allah Ta'ala will be dominant. So Allah Ta'ala says that these people, you will never find them befriending. And they are the ones in whose hearts Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has written Iman. And He has strengthened them with His mercy, with a special kind of nur. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ. And Allah Ta'ala will enter them into Jannat, beneath which rivers will flow. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوَانْ. Allah Ta'ala pleased with them, they pleased with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ. They are the party of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And what is the reward for those who are the party of Allah Ta'ala? The party of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says that they are the ones who are successful. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So from these verses we conclude that there are certain characteristics which are of the enemies, of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. Now we as believers in Allah in the last day, we have to check our lives. Where are we going wrong? How many of those characteristics have come into us? Because we change with the conditions changing around us, we also change. Tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana, namuna ho ke bhi har qaum ke saanche mein dal jana. So you were supposed to be the role models for the people of the world, because you believed in Allah Ta'ala and believed in the last day, and you believed in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you believe that Islam is the best of all faiths and religions, because it's a way of life which is practical, which is simple. We look at the beliefs, you look at the practices, everything of Islam, there's nothing but beauty from whichever angle you look at it. So if we believed in all that, then we should have been the role models. And instead we are rolling behind all the other models. Anyone comes, we just follow them. Hook, line and sinker. If they come from Hollywood or Bollywood or anywhere. Har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana. If the government changes, then we change just like that. So we must become the party of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And those are the characteristics that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. Now if we have to discuss this, we can require hours and hours. But just the gist of it is this, that we must get rid of those characteristics of the munafiqeen and the hypocrites which has entered our lives. And we must bring in those characteristics of those true believers whom Allah Ta'ala has described in these verses. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us of the party of Allah Ta'ala and distance us from the party of shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the ummah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, bless me and the ummah with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Protect our iman, our Islam, and Allah Ta'ala must shower the rains of rahmat upon us and keep us under the shade of His mercy all the time. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.